At this point, I hope you're getting pretty comfortable with the first law. As long as no nuclear reactions occur, energy is not created and it's not destroyed. Energy is conserved. We've seen in the previous two chapters that the first law is very useful for analyzing the behavior of a variety of systems and processes, including cycles. But the first law doesn't tell the whole story. We need one other principle to guide our analysis of thermodynamic cycles. And that principle is the second law of thermodynamics. Flip the page and let's see why we need this second law.